Blog Talk Radio.
BlogTalkRadio.com, The Female Solution, the on-air everywhere.com platform, as well as our social media platforms, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and all that other good stuff. It is Monday morning, February 26th. It's the last Monday in the month already. Where has the month gone? You know, we've been focusing on love this month. but love from the inside out. That's the kind of love that we're talking about. And we will be sharing also the activities from the weekend. But right now, I want to say happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. If you're celebrating a birthday, we're celebrating it with you. So let the party begin. Oh, and also let us keep in mind the sick and the shut-in, because somebody somewhere is in need of prayer. So let's just take a moment and lift them up in prayer. Because this planet needs prayer, okay? And if you are listening online, we would love to have your comments on the show. And you will be able to call in at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, as well as the on-air everywhere switchboard, 727-731-5192. And remember to set those DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, and 24/7 on the World Wide Web. And there you go, Terry. If you are headed out and about today, it is your usual Monday morning madness on the expressway. I'm so glad I will have to be out there, and I know you are too if you're not heading out this morning. But if you are, I just always say allow some extra time, because time ticks away in the morning, and then you'll be rushed the rest of the day, and you wonder why, what's going on. Why is everything going cuckoo here? Because it's Monday morning, that's why. If you want something crazy to happen, just wake up on Monday morning and watch it happen. That's what I say. And this is a perfect example of it. And you see how cool, calm, and collected I am with this? Because I'm used to it. It never fails. Something always happens. So welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I am your host, Zelda Speaks. And we will be giving you a traffic update, in which you can judge by the how much time you've got to get yourself where you're going. Oh, and by the way, traffic and weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. If you are a business owner or an entrepreneur, you have products or services to sell, to offer the general public, in this country and every other country, you can do that. And I hope you've been watching the show Shop with Zoe, because if you haven't, you've been missing out. Excuse me. Traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. This is a barter agency. Nothing illegal here. It allows you to use what you have, products and services, instead of cash. And it's legally recognized by the IRS. We have went to Alaska. Well, no, we haven't went to Alaska. We've been to the Caribbean. But we've traveled. We've bought cars. You can go to the Continental 52 states, hotels, timeshares, all that good stuff. Just tell her that Zelda sent you, because you'll get $100 to go shopping immediately. Can somebody say immediately? Yeah, you can go shopping immediately. So, but you got to remember the promo code Zelda, Z-E-L-D-A. Always giving thanks to the ancestors, those who came before me to make my way possible. Richard Begee, Yvonne Daniels, yes, and those who are still. Excuse me, get this frog out my throat this morning. Get a little tea, it'll be all right. Anyway, there are no reported delays on CTA and Metro, but there's ongoing repairs on Lakeshore Drive Bridge from Grand Avenue to Randolph. It's closed, so find you another way to get around, because that's not going to work. As we take a look at the Kennedy, it is 29 minutes inbound, 24 on the reverse. Inbound on the Kennedy, on the Eden, is 26 in and 21 out. On the Eisenhower, you know that's another story. It's always a hot mess on the Eisenhower. 38 minutes in and 30 minutes on reverse. It's pretty slow there. And on the Stevenson, it's 36 in and 28 out. On the Dan Ryan, there's a delay at 31st Street, so expect delays 28 in and 20 out. On the Bishop Ford, the traffic backed up, flowing into the Ryan, so expect delays there as well. It's 16 in and 15 out on Lakeshore Drive. It is, excuse me, DuSable Lakeshore Drive. This is Black History Month, right? Even though we're not black, that's another show. DuSable Lakeshore Drive, 11 minutes in and 10 minutes out. And that is your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of iTapes.com. Be sure and tell her that Zelda sent you so you can get your $100 right away. Okay? Alrighty, just thought I'd share that with you. Why, oh why, is there no sun up in the sky? Now, no, don't sing it because you have to pay them royalties, girl. I'm not doing that. Grand Rising. Okay, thank you, On Air Daily News. Yeah, issues there, so thank you very much. Appreciate that. Alrighty, it is that time of the morning, and it's time for your Monday morning meditation. But before we do that, we will have your Monday morning word of the day, which comes from Mike House. You remember Mike House, fellow journalist, right? Mike House sends me a daily word every single day. I am on his list, just like you're on somebody's list, I'm on somebody's list. We're all on somebody's list. I'm going to give you the word, and you can share it. How about that? Monday, February 26, 2024, I share my experiences. I have considered how our ancestors shared experiences compared with ours today. The manner of communication has changed, but still they communicated messages of events. A shared experience with family and friends was always present. The need to gather in whatever manner is a necessity for beloved community, honoring this divine connection, grows out of our spirit in one way or another. God is the divine spirit that binds every generation. The infinite intelligence that guides right decisions, a constant presence that moves us day by day, moment by moment, know that we are all connected, whether you like it or not. It is what it is. Now, that was just me. As we continue, I know there are differences in generational experiences. I understand that adaptation of our communication nature has changed over time. Yes, it has. I now enjoy a shared experience by small text. No, I don't. I can't barely see what I'm reading now, but I'm going to see it anyway. I now enjoy a shared experience by email, text, call. I do like text, though, or video. I acknowledge and I am grateful for all ancestors' shared experiences. Thank you, love, in me, through me, in me, as me, around me, through the Christ within. And so it is. And honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land with the Lord, which the Lord your God gives you. And that's taken from Exodus 20 and 12. And thank you so very much for that. Greatly appreciate that, Mike House. And it is now time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And you know what that means, right? This is the time of the day that we spend with ourselves. Because as the day progresses, we kind of forget about us because we're so busy taking care of everybody else, right? Nah, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that today. We're going to start this day out loving us. And how do we do that? With breathing, which is one of the most powerful things that you can do for yourself on the planet, because we are often rushed in a hurry to do something, to go somewhere, and we forget about us being calm and collected. So nothing ruffles your feathers. But you can't do that if you aren't prepared. So that's why I'm here with Monday Morning Mindfulness to prepare you. So we simply begin the process by simply breathing in and breathing out. That's all we're doing. It's so simple, it just usually escapes us. But I don't want it to escape us today. I want us to start our day out doing the thing that will help keep us centered during the course of the day. And this is your stress relief session.
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
Where we take the time to go within and level the playing field for all this chaos that's going on out here, honey. We bring it in and we breathe and we move through it with ease. So that's why we practice breathing. So let us begin to prepare for a Monday morning mindfulness meditation, because this will help you in times of chaos and confusion. And trust me, if you're living in this body, in this planet, you're going to go through some things. So the only way that, well, I shouldn't say the only way, but the best way I know is to bring it in with the breath and let it go with the breath. So that's what we're going to do. And from time to time, you'll hear this sound. And that's just a reminder to refocus, because the brain is going on your to-do list, work, school, shopping, transportation, yada, 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 whole nine. Your brain never stops, never shuts off. So we just remind it to redirect it to the breath. So we breathe in through the nose, hold it for about 4 seconds, and then blow it out. So let us close our eyes. You should not be looking at me, but the inside of your eyelids. That's what you should be looking at. Okay, so close your eyes and begin the process of breathing in. And breathing out. That's all we're doing is breathing. And as you breathe in, we don't have to breathe together as long as you're breathing. You want to feel your chest expand. When your chest expands like that, you'll know that you're getting the effect of the breathing experience. If you just breathe in shallow, you're not going to get it. It's simple. You have to make your chest expand and collapse, okay? It's like we're doing a breathing dance. Hey, the breathing dance. Well, all right. Now, okay, I digress. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Ooh, just that one breath felt good. I felt it. Did you feel that? If you didn't, let's do it again. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Oh, that feels good. Let's do that again. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. As we continue to breathe in and breathe out, we give thanks for the power of the breath. Inhale, as we give thanks for the power of the breath, because someone, somewhere, maybe on a breathing apparatus, have respiratory issues. And look at you, breathe it all on your own. Inhale some more. Hold it. And exhale. you exhale, bring those arms up over your head and do a little twist there. Yeah, baby, it's time to do the higher learning hip roll. Yeah, just keep breathing. Inhale and exhale. And just be sure it's deep breath, okay? As you are stretching, if you can, if you're sitting up in a chair like me, you can turn around and bring that the liver and the bladder and the pancreas and the spleen and give them all a little wake-up juice this morning. Yeah, because, see, we've been sleeping 6-8 hours all night. And we need to wake up the inside organs, too. That's why we move the body. That's why I'm going to the gym when I get over here, because I've been sitting here for 2 hours. I will be sitting here for 2 hours. And chiropractic says it's not good. You need to move, lady. You need to move. And I see all of our seniors just sitting all day. Baby, you got to walk. If you can't walk, sit in your chair and move your limbs, because the body needs movement. That's why we breathe in. And we breathe out after we hold it for 4 seconds. Once more, breathe in. Hold it. Keeping your mind on the breath as we blow it out. As we breathe in, bring all that energy from the breath up to the top of the head, down through the forehead, through the face, and as the breath lands on the shoulders, we rotate those shoulders, as my sister from another, Mr. Vieta Robinson, would say. Roll those joints, baby. When you're talking about the can you smoke, we're talking about the can that you move right here. Yeah, roll those shoulders. Rotate those shoulders. Because we sit all day. I know I hold all my tension right here. Right here. That's why I pat myself. And this is something I learned in Tai Chi. Yes, it's to pat those extremities. Pat them down, especially on the heart side. Yeah, pat the body. Let us know. Get things moving up in here as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, breathe in face, hold it, and exhale fear. Breathe in face. Don't matter what you're going through, it didn't come to stay, it's just a test. And breathe out fear. Once more, breathe in face, hold it, and breathe out fear. As we continue the process of breathing in and continue to send the breath down through the solar plexus and the arms and the hands and the sides and the stomach and the back, we continue breathing in, holding it, and breathing out, sending more love, light, and energy of the breath down through the sides and the hips and the thighs and the knees. And I give thanks for these glorious knees, and whatever part of your body is talking to you, listen to it, because it's got a message, and it might be to get up off your and walk. Hallelujah. As we breathe in and as we breathe out, sending more love, light, and energy down through the legs and the ankles and the feet, the top, the bottom. Oh, I just love wiggling my toes. Don't you love wiggling your toes as we breathe in? Hold it. And as we breathe out, breathe in face. Hold it. And exhale fear. And just sit with the breath for just a moment and listen to whatever the divine mind is telling you. You've been asking for answers, and you can't hear them because of all the noise around you. As you breathe in, hold it. And as you exhale, blow it out. It is when we become quiet that we hear things that we've never heard before. The world is so noisy. Continue breathing in and out. And sometimes we have to shut the noise out as we breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. As we breathe in, bringing the breath back up through the hips and the back, in the sides and the arms as we stretch over our head more and more. We stretch and move this body and rotate those shoulders backwards and forwards as we bring the energy back up from the hips and the sides, back up to the shoulders. And I take these hands, like this is my shoulders right here, and just knead them, just or rub them, whatever works for you. This is what I do, because this is where I hold my attention. And I want to get rid of the tension, and I can do that by using these hands and by breathing. As we breathe in, hold it. And exhale. As we breathe in, hold it. And exhale. We give thanks for the power of the breath, knowing that we are at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing. As we continue breathing in, and as you exhale, bring your head forward, blow it out, and slowly rotate that head to the left. That's why you're sitting up straight. Rotate that head to the left, around to the back, slow down. We want to feel this experience, and slowly bring it around to the right, around to the front, head up, inhale deeply, and as you exhale, bring the head back down, chin to chest, slowly rotate that head to the right. I want you to feel the increments. I want you to feel the stretch in your neck. That's why you should just be getting to the back. Slow down, moving too fast, and feel that stretch as you go over to the left side and slowly bring that neck around to the front. Does that feel good? Head up. Inhale deeply. Bring the head back down, chin to chest, and slowly rotate that head to the right. Mm-hmm. Around to the back. Slow down. Nice and slow. Nice and slow. And bring it around to the left and back around to the front. Head up. Inhale deeply. And look to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the right side of the neck. You should feel it right here. Mm-hmm. Feels good, doesn't it? Yeah, I know. Okay, inhale deeply. And bring your head back straight. And exhale. Pull it out. Inhale. And look to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the left side of the neck. You feel that? Yeah, that's right. You gotta stretch everything on this body, honey. Everybody, every part of the body needs love. And bring it back. Exhale. Inhale once more. Hold it. And exhale. And whatever challenge that you're going through at this moment, let us begin the process of giving thanks. Because whatever the challenge is, it came to teach you a lesson, many, many lessons that we may or may not be able to see. But let us give thanks, because when we give thanks, it opens the door for the answers to come through. As we breathe in, hold it, and as we exhale, we give thanks for the power of the breath that will help keep us strong, that will help keep us cool, calm, and collected in times of chaos and confusion. Because we do what? We do not buy into the madness that is in front of us. We go within. And we do what? We breathe in. And we blow it out. And if you got a little funk on your breath, a little spank, got to brush your teeth. When they come all up in your Kool-Aid and don't know the flavor, you blow that funk on them, baby. I promise you that they will get back. And if they don't, they like funk. What can I say? They need to be funkified. Well, they need to go see Bootsy for that, Bootsella, baby. And that is your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. So remember, when you are challenged during the course of the day, know that whatever it is, just give thanks. and it may be some hell of an experience, but give thanks anyway, because it came to teach you something. And I promise you, whatever that lesson is, if and when you get it, you probably won't repeat it again. But let's just remember to breathe in and to breathe out. And remember, you will wonder why you're walking around today feeling so good. How is that possible? Because you've triggered the happiness gene. You've triggered the receptors in the brain that tell you that you feel good. And you wonder why you walk around feeling good all day. Because you did that breathing. Boop. Okay. As Osada would say, boop. That is your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you will share it. And I hope you will go to our, my YouTube page, Zelda Speaks, or Zelda Speaks Mindfulness, and subscribe. And you'll see other good stuff there. Alrighty, well, it is time for our Monday morning mindfulness break. It is 7:30, 1, and when we come back, you will hear a little bit about what happened this weekend at the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. This is a contest that we have every last Sunday of the month, where teens between the ages of 13 and 19, and Naima says we need to do the teens, the tweens, and the tots now, because we get so many videos that are not of the age bracket. So we're going to start the teens, tweens, and the tots, okay? And if you have a teen or a tween or a tot, and they can sing, dance, and do some fabulous things, I can't wait to show you some of these videos. Have them email a one-minute video clip to hlntvshow@gmail.com. Now, this one-minute clip or less has to be an MP4 file. And you can get that by going to YouTube and getting your own channel. It's free. Do not send us an MOV file or an MP3 or any of that. It has to be an MP4. Okay? So I just wanted to share that with you. Send that one-minute video clip to hlntvshow@gmail.com, and we'll get back to you. I would like to share with you one of our most celebrated contestants. Looking for the word. Couldn't even think of it. And he's from, I think, Ontario, Canada. Dynamite little boy, but I'm going to share it with you. 13 years old.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, what's up, guys?
I'm reaching you for Vietnam.
I appreciate you know my name, but let's go to all over again. My name is Rizan. I'm 13 years old. I was born, and I was ready to born in Toronto, Canada. And my passion always acting since I was a little kid, because I really enjoyed the acting. It's like you, but it's another version of you. So sometimes about acting, you got specific performance, memorization work, all of that fun stuff.
Without further ado, guys, let's just get straight to the video. What are you guys waiting for?
That young man is simply phenomenal. That's all I have to say. We are honored to have him here on The Female Solution and the Higher Learning TV show. What you're looking at in the screen here, our new news channel, Higher Learning Network News. And I will be sharing that with you shortly, right after this commercial break. So stay close.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Sup Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
And thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness on the Higher Learning Network TV show as we bring Black History to a close, Black History Month. Well, actually, it's Black Her Story Month. And as you can see, Black Her Story Month continues. And we are celebrating my sister, from the Soul Ingredient Catering. Lord have mercy, Lorraine Devereaux Wilford. this phenomenal sister, and in case you're wondering where this is, it's on our blog at tumblr.com, Higher Learning TV Show. This sister is, a sister from another mister, is a young lady that I went to college with and met her, and we worked at WGCI Radio together for some years, and she was a beautician. She had a beauty shop. And when she stopped doing hair, so I had to do my hair, I'm like, okay, so where am I supposed to go now? Hence locks, okay? And she started cooking. I was like, oh, girl, I know you can cook like that. She said, yeah, girl, I'm going to start in catering business. So she's been in catering business for some years now. And just this past Wednesday at the Chicago Cultural Center, she was honored by Mayor Brandon Johnson of Chicago. And I just want to share this little bit here with you. Mayor Brandon Johnson and his lovely wife acknowledged the fabulous assortment of food provided by Loren Wilson of Soul Ingredient Catering, LLC, and her outstanding team. And the evening delight was filled with surprises like the salmon, cream cheese delights, finger food, and this is what I called it, the greens and sweet potato and chicken parfait, but she called it something else. I forgot what it was, but I'm sure if she calls in, she'll let us know. But whatever it was delicious. And the complete table of her historical desserts. The most outstanding dish was the cookies that looked like stamps, celebrating the accomplishment of women. Her story rocks. Her story rocks. Can you say that with me? Her story rocks. If you believe in her story, too, let us know. We'd love to have your comments in the section. Had we not seen the movie Hidden Figures, we would have never known women like this had made such valuable contribution. Actresses Taraji P. Henson starred in this movie with Octavia Spencer and Janelle Monáe in the movie Hidden Figures. Weren't you shocked when you saw that? I knew I was. I was very shocked. And they all played valuable roles in bringing her story to life. But this is what's really going to freak you out. Well, maybe that's not the right word, but I said it. I said what I said. Women's stories have often been hidden for centuries, but finally coming to light. Like Mildred Blount, milliner to the stars, who provided hats to the stars in the film industry, whose designs were taken from her, and she was not given credit for her work. So she got a grant and decided to do what she had to do. So and this is the video that, well, you'll have to go to the page on our blog to see it, and they will let you see that. Excuse me. And I'm going to pause it for a second because this is a young lady who shared this information on TikTok. My niece is always telling me, Auntie, you got to get on all the other social media channels. Baby, how many channels do I have to get on? Good Lord. But thank you for sharing this with me, because when I saw this, I was like, yeah, we need to continue her story, because people just don't know. And I can imagine if I don't know, well, I don't know. I may be the last person to learn, but I'm learning it, so I am sharing it with you, and I want you to share it with someone else. Her name is Mildred Blount. All those Hollywood hats you've seen all over the years, back in the 20s and 30s, you thought it was someone else. It was a sister back then in the room doing what she's doing. So let me share this with you. Let's see what she has to say.
Designed the hats and gone with the wind. Let's talk about how she did it. Her name is Mildred Blount. She was passionate about making hats. She was passionate about history. She merged the two together, and one of the projects she did was created 87 miniature hats. They were featured at a New York World Fair. The producer's wife of Gone with the Wind sees these hats at the fair and was like, I want the person that made those hats. During this time, she's working for a hat company, John Frederick, which is like the royalty of hat making in New York. So that's who gets the credit, not Mildred Blount. She ends up getting a grant, so she's able to go out on her own and start her own company with her sister. She ended up becoming the first black member of the Motion Pictures Costumes Union, so now this would allow her to work for films and get credit for her own work. Mildred Blount, a black milliner, a black hat maker who made hats for Joan Crawford, Ginger Rogers, Gone with the Wind. One of the things she said that I loved was, I do this work so that anybody who sees it can know the hidden possibilities of women. I love that. Please share this story with at least one person and move this history forward. We honor and we celebrate Miss Mildred Blount. Black stories we should all know. A black woman designed the hats and Gone with the Wind. Let's talk about how she did it. Her name is Mildred Blount. She was passionate about making hats. She was passionate about history. She merged the two together, and one of the projects she did was created 87 miniature hats. They were featured at a New York World Fair. The producer's wife of Gone with the Wind sees these hats at the fair and was like, I want the person that made those hats. During this time, she's working for a hat company, John Frederick, which is like the royalty of hat making in New York. So that's who gets the credit, not Mildred Blount. She ends up getting a grant, so she's able to go out on her own and start her own company with her sister. She ended up becoming the first black member of the Motion Pictures Costumes Union, so now this would allow her to work for films and get credit for her own work. Mildred Blount, a black milliner, a black hat maker who made hats for Joan Crawford, Ginger Rogers, Gone with the Wind. One of the things she said that I loved was, I do this work so that anybody who sees it can know the hidden possibilities of women. I love that. Please share this story with at least one person and move this history forward. We honor and we celebrate Miss Mildred Blount.
Peace. I just had to show you that twice. Why? Because you need to know. Somebody somewhere doesn't know that. And now that you know it, you've got to share it. Mildred Blount, milliner. Besides, I love the little baby girl's locks. You know I like the locks. So, if you have not been told about that, just think about all of the centuries, now I was about to say decades, centuries of information that has been hidden from you. And it's also probably been hidden from you that there are grants available. And that is something that the Higher Learning Network has been sharing with communities all over, I don't know, last 20 years. And if you are a business owner or an entrepreneur and you need a grant, then you need to reach out to higherlearningnetwork.org and they can just steer you in the right direction. If you're watching and you want grant information, just put grant information in the comments, and you can also text them to us and put grant info when you send that text, and I will give you that number right here. It is 312-383-9749. Now, don't call, but text. 312-383-9749. I'm saying that for the people who are on the switchboard. And we've got some calls on the switchboard as well, and which I will be taking shortly, but I just wanted to remind you of that. As a matter of fact, let's go to the phone line. 334-895 are live on the Female Higher Learning Network podcast. Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Oh, praise God, grand rising, Mother God and Father God. Let us be thankful for another day, my sister Zelda.
This
is brother.
Who's this?
I'm going to give you one guess. One guess. Let's see what your spirit says. This is your brother from another mother. I'll give you a hint. 63rd in Dorchester, Apostolic Church of God. This
now
is Arthur M. Brazen. May he rest in peace.
Okay.
That doesn't help you. Okay, Brother Neil, the Shy Apostle.
Neil.
Like Shytown Apostle, but I'm really Shy Zelda. So the C-H-I goes with the Shy personality. But, yeah, as I said, I'm a Lakem sister. Brother Neil Zelda?
Excuse me?
You seem like you might be, you might not know me. I may be assuming that you remembered my acquaintance.
I remember faces. I apologize, Neil. I remember faces.
Same here, so, same here. That's okay, Phil. The same here. But I remember, I know your spirit, and you have a beautiful spirit.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, and thank you this morning for that opening and that love, sending that love out. It's so important. We definitely need it right now because there are a lot of other forces, evil forces, that are trying to send hate messages and war and everything else out there. So we definitely need love because, Brother King said, the only thing that can beat hate is love.
Yes, sir. You are absolutely right.
So we definitely need it. We definitely need it.
Yeah, did you enjoy the breathing exercise this morning? Or did you participate?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
And how
are
you feeling?
Feeling much better. Feeling much better. And like you said, those organs, metabolic systems and everything else, the synapses and neurons in our brains get to firing and we move our bodies and we get all that blood flowing, all those things and start working. Like you say, you wake the temple up, wake the system up.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And it's imperative that we do that. So, and you're reminding me, and the breathing is the most important, like you said. And you're reminding me, it's just like, you know, God being there always right on time. They're always right on time. And they always put an angel in your path when you need it to direct your way.
Always.
Like Google Maps, I call it angel maps, God's maps, God's angels.
Okay.
And always right on time, always right on time. Jesus is always right on time.
But they say you may not come when you want them, but always right on time.
Amen. Amen. And last week, the song you played was right on time. Memories, back down memory lane. Oh, it was so.
tribute to my brother, Pastor Bradley, who redesigned Lakeshore Drive. Yes, you remember that.
May he rest in peace. Yes, I remember that. Yes, back down memory lane.
I saw
a photograph.
Say that again.
I saw a photograph. Ooh, back down memory lane.
Yeah, it's sometimes memories that keep us in a place. Sometimes those memories keep us up, and sometimes they bring us joy. Which one does it do for you? It doesn't both for me.
Well, it depends on how we manage those memories. Because the word says God brings all things back to memory.
Ooh.
And so how we manage those memories, that's up to us, because God gives us free will. And see, we choose to compartmentalize them the way we want to. That was a bird, when that was a juice one. And then we remember. Usually we think it's what we want to remember, but it's not. It's what's programmed, you know. And when it comes how we process them, that's the key.
Right.
You know, whether we remember them and remember the good and the lesson, as you spoke of, from them. Because lessons come from unpleasant situations also. I mean, guys, you know, gold and iron gets moved by the fire. And they say, try spirit by the spirit, try by fire. So that fire can get hot.
Yes, it gets
uncomfortable. Like Daniel and the lion's den. Like Daniel and the lion's den and Meshach and Abednego and Abednego. They was in the actual fire. Daniel and the lion's den. So therefore, you know, they say it wouldn't be easy, but God say he won't give you no more than you can bear. And if you trust and believe.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you so very much, Neil, for joining us this morning on Monday Morning Mindfulness. It has been a pleasure chatting with you this morning, and I hope you will share this video with someone.
Most definitely. And may God's peace and blessings be with you upon this week. And let that light and love energy just keep shining and emanating. And I'll definitely pray for me, and I'm definitely going to pray for you.
Amen, Neil. Thank you so much for calling this morning. It has been, as Les Brown would say, it's been a pleasant pleasure as well as a privilege.
Thank you, Neil.
And thank you for calling in. If you want to call in this morning, we'd love to hear what you have to say. But in the meantime, in between time, I want to share with you the experience that we had over the weekend for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. So if you know you got some teens in your family, 13 to 19, well, as Naima says, we're doing teens, tweens, and tots now. Anyway, I want to share this with you from over the weekend. And kudos to Victor Sarmiento, who arranged this, the clothing drive. We were broadcasting live from the American Legion Cicero number 96. We'll tell you all about it on here, so check this out. Let me know what
you think. We are on location today. Victor, our ambassador, Victor Sarmiento is the commander of the American Legion Cicero post number 96. And as you can see, he's a little bit out of breath.
Yes, I was throwing the greens.
Let him put some greens in his tackle. We're going to eat greens today.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me out today.
And let's thank Loren.
Yes.
Chef Loren Wilson of Soul Ingredient Catering, LLC. She brought some food by, she catered the Chicago Cultural Center Black History Month reception with Mayor Brandon Johnson just this past Wednesday. So she had some greens in the freezer. So I'm very I can't wait to this broadcast.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you, Doreen.
Yes. And thank you for allowing us to have this location available. You can come out and bring some clothes. We're here for two whole hours. We're here on behalf of the unhoused today. We don't say homeless anymore. I got to get that in my head. They're not homeless. They're unhoused, and there's a difference. So what we want to do today is to bring light to that, and I'm very grateful for the Chicagoland veteran community for helping us make that possible. And you want to tell them a little bit about what you do, Victor?
Yes, well, I'm a veteran. I'm an Army veteran from 2004, stationed in South Korea. I thought my career with the Army was done. No, 60 pounds later, a year and a half later. I like to joke. I got a letter in the mail and it says, go to war, go to jail. I didn't realize that when you sign up for the military, you're obligated to do a certain amount of years in what's called the IR, Inactive Ready Reserve.
Really?
So in the case of a wartime or something drastic happens, they could call you back within that time period. You just don't know that you're still in. You know, and that's what happened to me. I got a letter one day. My stepmom was like, are you in trouble? And I'm like, no, why? Because two Army officials are here looking for you. They've been looking for you since 2004. And I'm like, what? I got out in 2004. And I'm like, no, I got out honorably. I did my contract with the U.S. Army, which made me the man I am today. And I didn't think nothing of it. When I got home that night, there was a packet calling me back into service for Operation Iraqi Freedom. So I'm like, okay, it's something serious. So the next day I wake up, I call him up. Well, you didn't meet that deadline. Well, we're going to send you to Afghanistan instead. So I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, and it's like I got myself situated that Tuesday. I told him, you know what, by this Sunday, get me on a plane, and I'm back in the service, and I handled all my stuff within a few days, and I was shipped out. I went to Fort Jackson, started the in-processing process, and they attached me to the 41st Infantry Brigade. They're a unit out of Oregon. So I was the only one from Illinois that didn't know this unit, but they assigned me. We went trained to Camp Shelby, Mississippi, over there, and it was hot. Mississippi's hot.
Wow.
Even the shade is hot. But we trained up. You know, I got a lot of good video footage during that time because I always like taking video and pictures, you know, so that way something never happens, especially in this situation, meaning that I'm going to go to war. Mm-hmm. I'm like, whoa, let me document it. So that way my kids, during that time, I only had my daughter Janice, my firstborn. And then, right now I got a total of four kids. But luckily something behind.
Right.
So I document everything. Eventually I'll turn it into some type of motivational video that people could go and see. You gotta tell people stories so that way it has motivation to other people.
Yes.
So I went back, I got stationed over there from 06 to 07, came back, I say broken, but it's more like a puzzle, trying to piece it together and try to figure what is my new role in life.
So how did you become broken?
Well, you're in a war type environment. Everybody's different. For me, it's the constant shell, the concept, bombardment, the threat that our base in Camp Phoenix was getting attacked and everything. But luckily, we called the guy Rambo. He's an Afghan national that when the military went to Afghanistan, he volunteered his time because I'm not going to show the true story, but he lost his family. You know, so he dedicated his life. He lived on base in a little shack, a little tiny shack, but he didn't care. He wanted to be there because he knew that we were there for something good for his people.
Mm.
And then one occasion, Rambo saw a suicide bomber, because they get us IEDs, improvised explosive devices, and they pack the vehicles with explosives. So we're trained to know of when they don't stop, okay, we have a situation and we're going to handle it. So Rambo was the first one there because he's at the front gate. He go ahead and grabbed the guy and pulled him out. You know, because if he didn't have done that, there would have been many soldiers dead.
Oh, my goodness.
Because right next to the front gate was where the actual soldiers would go in the morning to see what duty they had for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And we would just, there'd be almost 10 to 20 soldiers there just waiting, you know, to get assigned, either being security with the Afghan nationals coming on base or the camp to work. We would basically be the security to watch them in case you never know what happens. So it's just a constant knowing that today may be the day that you don't survive, or today may be the day. So you got to take that with a grain of salt and like, man, I am a warrior. You got to be mentally strong because if not, they'll break you.
Mm.
And that's the thing that a lot of people don't realize. I had to do videos every time I would leave the actual camp. I would do goodbye videos. Back in the day, it was goodbye letters. And you would put it in the Well, I would do goodbye videos.
Okay.
And I would tell my family at that, I love you no matter what. If something happens, you know, just...
Take a deep breath. That's what works. Inhale. And exhale. Just breathe. That's all we got to do is just breathe our way through it. Inhale deeply. And for those of you watching at home, you can do the same. Just breathe. Whenever you are triggered for whatever reason, just breathe your way through it. That's what helps me.
Yeah. So you have to accept that if you die, you die. But know that there is more to come after. It doesn't end there.
You die from this physical body.
Yeah.
Your spirit lives
forever. So, yeah, so that's the constant fear. Whenever we would leave the base or we would get attacked during sleep. I never slept when I was over there. I never slept. We were like a little shacks,
okay.
Like 2x4 panel shacks that they built with the first ones that arrived there. And then we came in and we're just like a little, I want to say 5 feet by 5 feet cubicle that was our space, a living space, that only fit like a 2 bunk bed or a bunk bed. And everything, and this is your space, so you got to make use of it. So what I did, I took the bottom part off, and that was my living room. And I slept on the top, and the reason I slept on the top, because I wanted to see who was coming in and out. And that's why I couldn't sleep. I would sleep with, I had an M4 rifle, just like an M16, a little shorter stock, and the front is shorter. But I would sleep with it every night in case something did happen.
Okay.
You know? But yes, and I'm sorry, I lose focus at times, because when I think of this, I get very emotional, because it's not an easy subject to talk about. And a lot of veterans, there's a lot of things about veterans where we struggle with that we don't talk about.
Got to talk about it, you got to get it out of you.
Exactly.
Because the longer it stays in, the more damage it does to you, not only to your brain, but your heart, liver, lungs. Spleen, spine, all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's why they say we have issues in our tissues. We all got issues
in our tissues.
I want to back up just a little bit.
Wait,
you said Afghan national. What is that?
It's just like someone from Afghanistan, a citizen of Afghanistan. Just like we're citizens of the U.S.
Oh, okay.
So I just say Afghan national.
Okay.
But because of all this that I've experienced in the military, the first 4 years, yes, I did experience some struggles because of 9/11. We had to man the walls. We had to man the front gates. We'll take our job as a soldier. So we had to learn how to find bombs. We had to investigate.
Ooh.
And with the different tools that they gave us in the cold, in the hot heat, 24/7, we were there at the front, you know. So that was that during 9/11. It wasn't as drastic as what we had to deal with in Iraq and Afghanistan. being on the ground, boots on the ground.
Ooh.
You know, but that right there started the process, like, wow, I'm in the Army.
Yeah.
You know, but because of all that is why I created the Chicagoland Veterans Facebook group and Chicagoland Veterans Community page, because even coming back, trying to piece together the pieces, I still struggle. And but I never had anybody advocate for me, and I always felt I was alone. And if anybody that struggled, we all feel the same. Where no one is there for us. It'd be nice to have a leg up in life and be somebody's. Hey, I got your back, or I got your six, like we say in the military.
Yeah.
You, no matter what happens, you know what? We're gonna your struggle is my struggle now, and we're gonna go ahead and get through this together. And once we do, then we're gonna be able to help somebody else get through this struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like one of the things that we struggle with a lot of veterans deal with veteran suicide. You know, and that's the thing that a lot of people don't realize. Why is it that we think to take that path? You know, it's because of what we dealt over there, coming back to society, that we don't feel that we fit in. And that's the thing veterans don't talk about, but we need to talk about it, because telling our story is motivation and inspiration to somebody else going through the struggle. Doesn't matter if they served or in the military, just anybody struggle is a struggle no matter what.
Right.
And also, this page here has allowed me to cope. It's my therapy.
Oh.
Because I do go through a lot, and then with my job, like I mentioned, remember that one time at the luncheon that I first met you?
Mm-hmm.
You interviewed me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we struggle, and employers don't understand the situation of veterans, and they go, you can't just talk to us anyway, because we do. Some things do trigger us, and we try to retain it. But as much as we retain it, what's going to happen is, who are the ones that are going to end up feeling the aftermath of our stress and frustration? Our families, our friends.
Right.
And they're not at fault, but sometimes it's easier said than done.
Yeah, it's easier said than done. Sometimes it is, and sometimes it's not. There is the video is very long. But you can go and see it yourself. So I hope you will share this with someone, because I had no idea that suicides by veterans are as intense as they are. There's a lot of that going on. So thank you, Victor Sarmiento. You can go see that. Victor and his team, and he's the ambassador for the for that location over there in Cicero. And that clothing drive is something that we will be doing monthly. Thank you for the clothes. Thank you for the shoes. But they need blankets. They need to keep warm. They need, butane. So if you can find it in your heart, get some blankets. You see unhoused people on the street, ask them what they need. You ain't got to go have a cup of coffee with them. That would be nice, too, you know, to show your humanity. But you have got to open your heart, because you know you got something in that closet you have not been wearing, or a blanket that you could share with someone in need. So feel free to go to our YouTube page, and you will see that Higher Learning TV show. It's all there, folks. And I will also share with you some videos that we did from other events, such as Naima. You were on my mind this morning, girl. Loren Wilson, Chef Loren Wilson. We are still celebrating Women's Her Story Month. So she will be joining us right after the commercial break.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down to earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Do you have a product or service? Take your business global and get new customers from around the world. Advertise on the Female Solution Radio Show. You may have a great product. You may even have a fantastic website. But how do you let people know you exist? Tell them. Promote your business on one of the most dynamic shows on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. You'll reach an enthusiastic audience of more than 100,000 loyal daily listeners with a specially designed 30-second ad that will drive customers directly to your website. We'll send you statistics as tracked by Blog Talk Radio to let you know the numbers and demographics of those hearing your advertisement. Your ad will run during the live 2-hour morning show from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and it will be heard all day long by listeners who listen to the archived shows. You'll reach our worldwide audience on their laptops, iPods, iPads, and cell phones. Watch the orders for your product or service increase. Just go to our website, www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And click on the radio advertising page. Send us your words. We'll create a 30-second radio ad and watch your business increase worldwide.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
Back here on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1, and on Channel 19, and 24/7 on the World Wide Web. What you are looking here is our Instagram channel for the Homeless Project that, we went out over this weekend, and you'll see lots of videos there. You see the food we prepared for them, so feel free to check it out. That's Instagram.com, hln.homeless.project. And thank you to Chef Tony and all those who come who want to share your blessings with the unhoused, even though it says HLN on Instagram, hln.homeless.project. They're no longer called homeless anymore. They're called the unhoused. So forgive me for not being, what do they call it, politically correct. But I am politically correct in showing you this next screen because this is a young woman whom I have known for some years, and she has just been consistent with everything that she does as it relates to her life, her business, her family, and we are continuing the celebration with Black Her Story Month. And we're going to the phone lines to open up the phone for our very own Black Her Story maker, and that would be Loren Devereaux Wilson. Welcome to the show, Loren. Grand Rising, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning. I know you got a full day, so I really appreciate your coming on and speaking to our audience and allowing us to celebrate you, because your story is important I don't know if you saw the story before yours. Her name was Mildred Blount. I did not know, and probably a lot of other people didn't know, that she was the milliner to the stars. And now you are a caterer to the stars, not only to the stars, but to us common folk here in the city, too. So thank you, girl, for them greens. and those sweet potatoes, girl, I was in love. I was like, okay, I got to save something for the other folks. But, I mean, it was plenty. It was plenty. And they all loved it. And I apologize for those who are at our blog. Please go to the blog, tumblr.com/higherlearningTV show. Because in there you will see what I wrote, and Lorraine, you can say the right word because I said the wrong thing. Mayor Brandon Johnson and his lovely wife acknowledged the fabulous assortment of food provided by Lorraine Wilson of Soul Ingredient Catering LLC and her outstanding team. Now this is where I messed up. It says the evening delight was filled with surprises like the salmon cream cheese delights. I call it finger food. And this is where I messed up. The green sweet potatoes chicken parfait. What was it really called?
It's called the soul food martini. Soul food martini. And basically it consists of candy yams, my famous soul food greens, and also a chicken lollipop. Now, you can, you know, arrange that, even add macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
However, I just felt for that night it would have been a little bit too much because they had an assortment of finger foods to taste, so we didn't want to overwhelm them.
Right. Well, trust me, we were not overwhelmed, honey. We were simply delighted. I promise you, we were not overweight. And the lady that was sitting next to me when you came over and sat down, she was like, girl, who cooked this food? I said, a caterer, my friend. Lorraine, I said, she'll be out here, don't worry. So when you came out, she looked at you, she thought you was Santa Claus in the middle of February. Girl, we had a whole row of people talking about the food. It's like, who cooked this? Lorraine, my girl, she'll be out here in a minute.
That is fabulous. I am very humbled. I'm telling you, it was a serious process. That the whole planning of that event, my whole intention was to wow everyone that walked through that door. And I think we did it.
No, you did it all right. You did it. You definitely did it.
Absolutely. Well, I couldn't have done it without the wonderful team that surrounded me, including you. You know, we had a fabulous team. My production manager, Kendall Clark Harper, was phenomenal. She was in the back working with all of our staff, making sure that everything came out properly. Charlene Jefferson of C2 Details Events assisted me in building that amazing charcuterie and grazing table.
Yes.
They just made my vision come alive. You know?
Yes.
And I just have to thank everyone because you can't do it without a great team, and I have to admit I had one.
Yeah. Well, I am honored to be a part of that team because, baby girl, you made history all up through and around through there. People still talking. Walking out the door, that's all I heard was how good the food was. And I was like, wow, I never heard people talk about a caterer like this before. Maybe I need to be in a caterer, but no, I don't. Cooking is not your best.
Come on now. Let's talk about when you used to live over there. What is that, on Gladys or Grace? Girl, you couldn't even cook a fish. You remember that? When I made you, what did I make you? Orange ruffy and some wild rice. You remember that?
Yes. I was like, you cook food I never even heard of, along with the traditional food. But I was like, wow, what is this? This is good. This is delicious. I could live with this. Do you need to adopt anybody? You know, can I come wash the dishes or something? I mean, because the food is just off the chain. I'm sorry. And yes, I am a little biased, but anybody who's listening, if you taste it, you'll be a little biased too. What do you say to the young chefs who are coming behind you, Lorraine, who have this gift?
Fearless in the pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. You know, this has been a dream that I've had for so many years. And it's funny how God, you know, I used to always say, God, you've given me so many gifts. I don't know what to do with them.
But, even when you were working at GCI, you were thinking about this?
Well,
when
you
were in radio?
I used to bring food to my salon, and I used to bring food to the radio station. You know, I always entertain. You know?
Yes. Yes.
So food was always just a thing. And not until someone said to me one day, you need to do this for a living. And I was like, you know?
Oh.
So, here it is. It's here.
Okay.
You know, my mother, and you know, my mom was a big inspiration. I would say all the way back to 2005, that's when the idea really started pressing and gnawing at me. And when my mom became sick, I had done catering jobs previously prior to that, but I still worked. Something always got in the way, you know. I even attended Kendall culinary school for 2 years, and then I got this great job and I had to leave. So, but that thought of being a great caterer still was in the back of my mind, and it continued to gnaw at me. But when my mother became sick, she said to me, I am leaving you a little package and I want you to use it to start that business that you do nothing but think about. And it took me 6 years after she passed to cash that check and do what she told me to do. 6 years.
Really?
It did. Yep. She passed in 2012.
How long?
You know, first of all, I always felt like that was her money. That's one thing. I don't know. And, you know, I had some money put up, and I had already started building my own kitchen, which took about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I self, you know, I paid for it myself. And not until I finished did I actually take that money and pour it into the kitchen, you know. But when I lost my job, that great job, right, the first thing I didn't get upset. I didn't get any. The first thing I did the very next day was walk downtown, get my business license, do my LLC, all the things that I was afraid to do, which took me 1 hour, may I say. I was afraid to do because I thought I didn't know how to do it or what to do. But there's people down there that will help you. And it's amazing. You know, I said to myself, you wasted all this time because you were walking in fear. So that's why I say be fearless in the pursuit of what you what said, because fear will keep you from doing what God has purposed you to do. And every experience that you get in life, whether it be an entrepreneur, as a hairdresser, because this is my story. I started out as an entrepreneur. I was a hairdresser for many years. I went into radio. I went into, corporate world. And now here I am, a caterer and owning my own business. And I have learned something from each and every journey. So what I would say to that young person once again is to continue forward with that dream and that vision and be patient with yourself and also with God or whoever, you know, that higher power of your understanding. Just be patient, because if whatever it is, if it keeps gnawing at you, that's what you're supposed to be doing. Trust me, because it ain't going to go away. It's not going to go away until you do it.
Yeah,
you cannot be afraid. And do it while being afraid. How's that?
Yeah.
You know, do it while being afraid. So, I can't tell you how much time I wasted, you know. But it's okay.
Yeah.
Because even in the time that I wasted, there was something to be learned in that experience, too.
Mm.
So just keep it moving. That's all I can say. And eat well and be well.
Say that again.
Eat well and be well.
All right, now, you know, eat well and be well. I like that. Well, thank you. And it is because of that I ate well and I am well. So thank you very much. So I want to
thank you, my friend. I love you so much, Zelda. When I bumped into you, I was so glad to see you. I'm like, I hope she shows up. I hope she shows up, you know, because this one event that was so important, it opened up so many doors of opportunity. And, you know, I was really tickled because when we go back and talk about experiences, past journeys, I ran into so many people that I met in the radio days.
Oh, wow.
Okay. People that I can collaborate with moving forward, right?
Yeah, right.
So, you know, that's why I said every experience has a purpose.
Absolutely. And I want to thank you for allowing me, to be a part of that experience, even though I didn't feel like it, because we have our youth podcasting class every Wednesday. It's like a three-hour class in the morning, and I left there at 3, and they wear me out. These children have so much energy. It's like I have to go home and just get in the massage chair and drink a cup of tea and calm down. But I was like, oh man, I gave Lorraine my word that I'd be there. So sometimes you have to talk yourself into doing something. So I said, self, you know, I talk to myself. So when you see people on the street talking to themselves, don't think they're crazy. They're just having a conversation out loud. Just have privy to their therapy. That's what I call it, my private therapy. So I said, self, you know, if you tell your body you're not going to feel like doing it, you're not going to do it. So I said, self, I feel like doing it. So I told myself that, and I went and I did it. So I am thankful for the opportunity to have been there, because my word is my bond. We old school. We say we go do something, we do it. We don't find excuses. We do just that. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of this experience.
Well, we had a good time, and trust and believe, there will be more. So just get ready.
I'm ready if you're ready. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. Black Herstory.
No,
Her Story Month with Lorraine Wilson, the Soul Ingredient Catering. If people want to contact you, how can they do that, Lorraine?
They can reach me at The Soul. Now, that's S-O-L-E, not S-O-U-L. The soulingredient.com is our email address. And we also have a website at www.thesoulingredientcatering.com. Or you can just give me a call. I can be reached at 312-719-7530. And we do all types of events with consumers, you know, corporate events, not-for-profit. So just reach out, and we'll be able to customize the menu just for you and your budget.
Yeah, baby, because that food is good. Customize. And if they needed a taste dummy, that would be me. Thank you very much.
We do have tastings as well. So if you're looking to become a client and you want to do a tasting prior to your event, we are able to coordinate that as well.
All right. 312-719-7530. The Soul Ingredient Catering for your next corporate or community event. Give Lorraine Wilson a call. Thank you, Lorraine. We appreciate you, girl.
Thank you, love. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Love, peace, and hair grease, as we say back in the day. It is time for our last commercial break, and when we come back, yes, you will get a chance to hear from our very own Chicagoan, and that would be Terry Cummins, NBA Hall of Famer. Stay close, we'll be right back.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Valentine's Day is coming up, but I call it Self-Nurture Day. And I read this from my very first book, Inspirational Conversations. It used to be from Troy Tyler's show on V103 and on Gospel Radio 13 Minutes. I said, February 14th, Happy Nurture Yourself Day. Today and every day is one of the best days of your love life. Live it as if it were your last. Don't wait on the roses, dinner, the party, the candy, or the call. Love your own self today by doing the things you want someone else to do for, to, and with you. If you can't be happy by or with yourself, what makes you think he, she, or it will make it any better?
Ooh,
you need to prove them. True love does not come wrapped, bathed, or clothed in anything. True love will pour from your being like an age-old wine waiting for the cork to pop. Today, pop your own cork. Love yourself as no one else can, because nobody knows better than you.
Amen.
Hug yourself and tell yourself, I love you. Happy Self-Nurture Day. Happy Self-Nurture Day to you today and every day. So please do something to make yourself happy. And thank you.
My name is Terry Cummings, and you're watching the Higher Learning TV show.
And that is the voice and the face that you have been waiting to hear from. That is NBA Hall of Famer Terry Cummings, who blessed us with his presence at the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. He was nice enough to stop by and encourage our youth, and we had executive producer Naima Latif on the line with us as well, and this is what you
Mr. Genozai, it is a pleasure and an honor to have you here. Is that seat adequate for you?
Yes, ma'am.
May I take your hand?
Yeah.
Thank you so
How
much.
Are you?
Come on in here with me. This is Naima Latif, our executive producer. We're on two different channels here this morning. And yes, we're streaming. Thank you so very much. Thank you for taking the time out of your very busy schedule. And congratulations on the wonderful work you're doing. You represent Chicago, especially the Roseland area. When you were coming up with Diane Lattiker, she has kids off the block. She's really big in the Roseland area. This was like in the 80s.
Because we moved from the north side to Roseland in 71.
Oh, okay. No, I don't think she was.
We've been there a long time.
Probably 80s or 90s. So what does it feel like to be back home?
I love coming home. I think the only person who loves it more is my fiance. You would think she lived or came from.
And where is she?
She's running around here somewhere.
What's her name?
Darlene.
Give Darlene a shout out. Hey, Miss Darlene. So people always ask when they come to Chicago, what's the one food that you get here that you can't get anywhere else?
Gino's, Giordano's.
Mm-hmm. I know he would say pieces, yeah.
And then, I mean, for everything, you know, it's like, Al's, the roast beef.
Al's on Taylor Street. Yeah. I don't eat to eat, but my husband does.
Well, when
we
were younger, we all made that trip down there to Roosevelt Road to Jewtown.
Mm-hmm. What about the Jewtown poetry?
Yeah.
16.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been in ministry. I'm 62. So
So I've been in ministry since I was 16.
Really?
Yeah.
So who in your family, your mother, father, grandfather, who was the minister before you?
My dad's side family, they were true Baptists.
Okay.
So my mom and them, they come from Pentecost, one old distance. So my grandfather on my mother's father, he was the one who put a lot of it in me. He saw it in me, and then, gradually over time, it just became.
Mm-hmm. And he saw in you what you are seeing in others.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you say to the person, the child who's listening? Give us a closing comment about how they go, their direction in life, whatever challenges they're facing.
I think you just kind of, I think a lot of times we give advice and counsel to people on the basis of the end of a thing. And I think that the best way to give counsel to people is knowing that it's going to be something different tomorrow. You know, you can look at it and say, well, we're going to do it from this angle, but tomorrow is going to be something different. So I would say, exercise yourself with the thought process that this is a process and that nothing is going to happen yesterday. That you're going to have to live with the process. And I'll close with this. I was listening or reading something some weeks ago, and it said that if your faith goes untested, then your faith can't be trusted. And it really stuck with me because it means that if you don't carry out what your faith is meant to go through, when you get to the place of where you're going through that thing, your faith will not be, you can't trust it because you didn't allow it to be proven. And I think you have to judge it by the whole thing. By a piece or a part of it.
Powerful. Thank you so very much, Mr. Terry. We appreciate you.
Okay, let's take this for a picture real quick, and then we
got to go. Okay, then they got to bounce, and while they do that, I'm going to play a quick promo.
So I hope you enjoyed that interview. I certainly enjoyed it, and I look forward to allowing you the opportunity to hear more of the complete experience we had on my blog, which is zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, but also the blog for Higher Learning TV Show. That's Tumblr, tumblr.com, Higher Learning TV Show, and you'll see it right there, below there. This is something that we can do on a large community basis because we are our brothers and sisters keepers. We cannot wait on those who control things to make things better for us. That's not how this is going to work. And I realized that when the death of my little brother, Douglas Robinson, was murdered in 2019, and all these people came to his funeral, I said that I have got to keep in contact with these people. And I'm very grateful for the unhoused who have allowed me to come into their experience and to be of service, because my mom taught me as a kid to go see the old folks and help them, and I was like, I don't know these people, why am I going here? Anyway, service is what it's all about, and we thank you for being of service. So if you want to go to the blog and you can keep up with all that's going on, and be sure and share. It's tumblr.com. I'm sorry, go to Higher Learning Network News. I keep forgetting about that. HLN News. Once you go to higherlearningnetwork.org, just click on the first icon that says HLN News, and then it'll take you down and see everything you need to see. So just wanted to share that with you. I want to get some calls in here before we leave the air. Can't do an after show today. I've got a Zoom at 9:30, so I have to prepare for it. If you want to speak this morning, we'd love to hear what you have to say. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And let me also remind you, I love what he said. He said, if Terry, NBA Hall of Famer Terry Cummings, Pastor Terry Cummings said, if your faith goes untested, then your faith can't be trusted. wow, never heard that one before. If your faith goes untested, your faith can't be trusted because you didn't allow it to be proven. Okay, I get that. So that is why you will continue to have challenges and give thanks for those challenges, because those challenges are there to teach you a lesson. And we often don't want to learn the lessons because the lessons are just too painful. And, you know, that's life. What can I say? Let's go to the comments. We'd love to hear what you have to say this morning. Beata, my sister from another mister, says, grand rising beautiful sister, thank you. And enjoying your energy of love and listening to your callers and guests, always learn new things. Yes, if you're not learning, you're not growing, so you need to be growing. And you can grow in different ways just by learning to listen. How is that possible, Zelda? Well, if you go to Facebook.com and type in Viata's Tiny Village, you see Tiny House Village, you'll see her logo right there. If you go to YouTube and type that in, Viata's Tiny House Village, you will get a chance to hear what I heard, what we heard last night. See, we're on 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution. And on Tuesdays, it is Asada with the Metaverse, Gathering of the Griots. And on Wednesday, it's Naima Latif and Kareem Hamid, Repairing Family Relationships. On Thursday, it's Shop with Zoe International. She shows you how to get the hookup, how to do places, how to go places internationally that you may have not known about. Mm-hmm. Shop with Zoe. And Friday, Health and Well-Being with Viata. See, Viata has two shows. She's so powerful. She got two. She's on Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. And then on Sunday, 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And let me go back to Saturday, because we have rotating hosts on Saturday. On the first Saturday, it's Nonviolent Communication with Shauna. On the second Saturday, it's Mama Joy. And third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, it's the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And thank you for all of you who called in to support. And a special thank you for those who came out to support the unhoused. You know, when you've been saying almost for 70 years saying homeless, it takes some time, so bear with me for not getting that right all the time. If you know someone, please help them. If you see someone who's homeless, just don't think they're crazy, even though they might be half of crazy. So, well, you know, what's the difference? So when you see them, if you don't do nothing but do this or smile. I have been working with, but I will continue to work with, a group called Street Samaritans, and they put the humanity back in working with the unhoused population, because there's a lot of people working who are unhoused. I did not know that, who go to work and come home and sleep in a car or sleep on somebody's couch or sleep out in the street. Be mindful how you speak to people. Be mindful of how your train of thought is. We have been conditioned to think that people who live in an environment, in an untraditional environment, something's wrong with them, they did something wrong, they're all drug addicts. That is not true. That's the furthest thing from the truth. See, the media will show you that because they have programmed you to think a certain way, and that is the reason why you think the way you think. That's why I tell people to turn off the TV and tune in to WME that is listening. In your listening, when you get quiet, you will hear a whole new world. I cannot tell you what I'm trying to tell you anyway, is that the things that you hear are from the ancestors. Big Mama, Big Daddy, Auntie who, your cousins, all those who came here before you, who made your way possible, they are listening. They are waiting. I talk to my mama, Katie, Aunt Edna, all the pitchforks. I talk to them all the time as they are guarding me, because I know I've been in some situations. I should not be here on this platform. I should be 6 feet under. But because I know I have work to do, and that work consists of sharing the knowledge that I have become, have been allowed to become privy to, that I share, because I got a big mouth. And if it's the truth and I deem it to be the truth, I'm going to tell it. I even put it in a book form. It's called The Passion Principles, my first book, The Passion Principles, Pathways to Purpose, Power, and Profit. I know that's a lot of alliteration. But in that book, I included information that I didn't know at the time in 1997. I self-published because nobody wanted to publish my book. And the thought came to me, see, listen to the ancestors, publish that book on your own. Self-publishing wasn't out then. It was so minute. Now everybody self-publishes. But it was in that listening where I got still, where I was doing the breathing that I shared with you this morning. That's why I say, keep pen and paper. We say, no, Zola, we text everything. No, honey, you need to write, because there is synchronicity, a synopsis between your brain, pen, and paper that does not exist with electronic equipment. This is 5G. It's killing you. You don't know it. It's killing all of us. But over a period of time, it does detriment. So, because I know I used to have a bad habit of putting my phone in my bra. Don't do that. You wind up with something you don't want. So keep it away from your body as long as you possibly can. But keep in mind that the art of listening begins with you. So find yourself something that brings you comfort and get in a small or large room, doesn't matter, as long as it's quiet, and begin the process of listening and speaking out loud, because words have wings. And the words that you say, I am, like in our Monday morning mindfulness meditation, I'll say, I am happy. I am healthy. Two of the most powerful words on the planet, I and am. Whatever you put between I and am, that is what you will experience during the course of the day, during the course of your life. So it is imperative that you take the time to listen to the ancestors. I hear my Aunt Edna, I hear my Aunt Julie, I hear my grandma, I hear everybody in my head. And you think you're crazy? Ooh, Lord have mercy, you're not crazy. You are entering into a space of consciousness that is not taught in public school, because in public school you are taught to what? Read, write, and arithmetic, right? I haven't used algebra or trigonometry yet. So you think about all the things that you've learned in school and how they are or are not servicing you at this point in your life. That is something that you want to be aware of, and I want you to always be aware that whatever you are feeling, trust your gut. Your gut is your intuition. We think this is the brain. Yeah, it is the brain, but the gut is the second brain, and it will never, ever steer you wrong. When you are in the midst of chaos and confusion, as we are right now, that is the time to go within. And I want to share with you, and I will post this on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, as well as the Higher Learning TV show blog, Tumblr, on Tumblr, information that you need. Baba Kwame Sunhorse just sent me, and I watched this too, High on the Hog, how African-American cuisine has transformed America. I had no idea, and I sent this to Lorraine too. It's a movie on black chefs. It is off the chain. But let me warn you, there is something going on. There's an outbreak alert. I didn't mean to attach this to food, but if we're talking about food. There's an outbreak alert. Violent stomach bug spreads across the Northeast, causing chaos and confusion. And I will put that on my blog as well. Baba Kwame Sunhorse sent me this information. He's always sending me something, and I am very grateful to have had the opportunity to be privy to this information. So thank you, Baba Kwame Sunhorse. And if you have information that you would like to share, we would like to hear it as well. You can always reach me at higherlearningnetwork.org. You scroll to the bottom, there's a contact information there, and it's in it. And speaking of outbreak, there's an outbreak in your food, and it's going to continue to be an outbreak in your food unless you grow your own. Zelda, I can't grow my own. I live in an apartment. I live in an apartment, so what's your excuse?
If you're not growing your own food, do you really know what you're eating?
As you can see in the bottom left-hand corner, there are my seedlings, and they're getting light, and they're growing. And this is my corn. And as you can see, the water's coming down right in there, and as soon as the other seedlings grow, they'll be able to get daily water, too. So now I don't have to be concerned with an outdoor garden, because I have an indoor garden.
That is your Monday morning mindfulness, and those are T-shirts that you can purchase in order to help us help the unhoused. And all donations are tax deductible via higherlearningnetwork.org. It has been my pleasure to be of service to you this morning. As I leave you with this, be sure and tune in tomorrow on Gathering of the Griots with Asada. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, stay tuned to Higher Learning. Make it a great day.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. in Spain. Hola. In Italy. Ciao. In Egypt. Afe Masafe. In Ghana. Akwaba. In Nigeria. Peleo. In South Africa. Saubona. In Senegal. Nangadef. In Kenya. Jambo. In Israel. Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia. Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining me. Friend Rising, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Bill Speaks. Your stressologist. Any stress in your life? Well, most of us do. Unfortunately, we don't know what to do with it. Stress. Especially as it relates to worry. I was once a worrier, worried about everything, and I finally figured it out. What's your training? I've been certified for a year now. I have training with those National Speakers Association and all of the world. But none of those organizations helped me stop worrying. They just gave me validation for the public to see what credentials I have. So the credentials I have now are from life experience, and I've learned how not to worry. And you can learn how not to worry too. It is indoctrinated in us to worry. We don't have the answers, so I think the worst that's going to happen. Well, I got a solution to that. And that is the Worry Workshop. So I'll pull that up for you in my blog. Why do you worry when you don't have to? You go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, and you can sign up right there and find out how you can worry. And remember, sharing is caring. If you care about yourself and your loved ones, help them see their way out of a mess. Give them the gift. It makes a great birthday gift. It makes a great holiday gift. So instead of running to the store getting something that they really might not need, give them a worry-free life. Give them the gift. Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? And book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
That's all, folks.
Are you stressed out?
Bye-bye.
Are you ready to learn?